You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai and the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil, and bash Republicans. We're broadcasting live. Today is Sunday, December 5th. It is 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. Number again is 415-738-0689. This is a live show. Our website is talkwarrior.com. The important thing I want to do today is the project for the New American Century. I want to talk about these brazen fascist fucks who are now currently running our federal government, but found the blueprint for their fascist plans to conquer and occupy Iraq. The blueprint of their plan is on the internet. I found it, and you know they don't seem to think it's very, you know, they don't give a shit because they're in control and they don't think that they have anything to fear, you know. But anyways, I know I'm not really describing this very well, but I do want to talk about this, the project for the New American Century. But, you know, before I do that, you know, I'm just want to tell you, I'm having like, trouble with my voice, and it's like, and also it's like, I'm just getting, like, really, really tired of doing this fucking show. I mean, you know, when I first started this show, I thought it was going to be people would like call in, you know, but you know I don't want to be doing like sermons, you know, I don't want to sit here for a fucking hour, you know, and dictate to you, you know, to you naive fucking assholes, you know. You know, you're such pricks. Is it so hard for you to fucking pick up the phone and call in the show, man? Right, send in an email. The number again is 415-738-0689. I mean, it's like doing this show is like it's like going to the doctors, and you know, like I don't think they do this to women, but men, it's like they're checking for prostate cancer or something, and they shove this thing up your ass, you know, and it kills you, man. That thing hurts, you know, and the doctor, you know, and she's always like, it wasn't that bad, was it? And I'm like, yeah, it was horrible. I don't think she realized how painful that thing is going up your ass, but it's like this show is becoming like doing a rectal exam. I'm just so tired of it, you know. I've been picked up by let me just tell you before I, you know, go on with all my irritation with my listeners. I've been picked up by Upstart Radio, upstartradio.com. I don't know why they picked me up, because no one else. I mean, I've been hacking away at this. You wouldn't believe the depths I have gone to try to get a little fucking recognition. And it's just, I don't understand, you know, whatever, you know, I'm happy that they're syndicating me, but I really don't, in my heart of hearts, it might increase my listenership, but I don't think it's going to increase the fucking live listeners, because they're not carrying it live, so... You know, and I don't want to sit here and dictate to you assholes, you know, I don't want to do this indefinitely, you know. And the only time when you call is like, one time one guy called, and it wasn't during the show, and I don't pick up the phone, you know. And I do the live show, 12 o'clock noon, Pacific time. I don't pick up the phone any other time because I don't want to be dealing with Nazis, you know? But the thing is, man, it's like, you know, you think I'd be like a lightning rod or whatever that cliched expression is. I've gotten all my cliches, but I don't think I ever got them right to begin with. But, I thought that, you know, I would be hated by the right, you know? And, you know, and they would come and, you know, and fuck with me, but they don't, you know, they don't care. In fact, you know, I think if I'm hated by anyone, it's the left. I mean, I become like, you know, to try to promote this show, I become like a whore. You know, I just, you wouldn't believe what I have to do. I mean, for example, I go to like Che Libs. This is a Che Guevara. I can't even pronounce his name right now because I feel really retarded today. Guevara. But I go to Che Libs, che-libs.com, and you know. I had just seen the Motorcycle Diaries, you know, and it was, a very, nostalgic experience for me, because I used to go out with this woman and, you know, and she read the Motorcycle Diaries, you know, while I was seeing her, and she said, boy, it's like they, you know, Che Guevara, he fixes his motorcycle with like, a wire, and she used to fix my car with wire, you know, I had this like 1980, 82 Datsun 200SX, and literally that thing was scotched together with, you know, with tape and bubble gum, you know, it was just hanging on by thread, but it was so nostalgic for me, and I went to Che Libs, and I wanted to post a thread, you know, I wanted to talk about Che, and also, my ulterior motive was to promote the show, live from Mount Sinai. By the way, phone number again is 415-738-0689. You know, I wanted to promote the show, so, you know, I talked a little about Che, and I'd slip in the fact that I do this radio show every week, this live radio show, and you know, but, you know, do those assholes let me post a thread? No, you know, they don't even let me post a thread, and I can't even do anything. I can't post anything. I can't even reply to anyone. It's like a private club, you know. And I write a letter to the webmaster. I'm saying like, you know, hey man, I wanna join the revolution, man. I wanna talk about Che and go crazy and all that. And does he respond? No. No, fuck you. You know, fuck you. That's what I get from all leftists. You know, fuck you. With exception to upstartradio.com. See, now I can't, like just, you know, bash everyone on the left. Now I can't. You know, it used to be that I could just trash everyone, trash the whole bunch of elitist fuckheads. but now, but this guy crapped my style. I don't know. Maybe he'll you know, after listening to me today, he'll be like, oh, this guy sucks. Fuck him. We're not syndicating him anymore. Then I could go back to bashing. But anyways, so then, you know, and then I go to like, okay, I'll go to like the Democratic Underground, you know. These people aren't like Marxists, you know. They're like the Democratic Underground, democraticunderground.org. And they're like, the underground. But they're like, this sort of like, I guess you would call them like the ultra-liberal Democrats or something, but they're not like into the whole revolution scene. You know, I'm sort of in the middle, you know. I'm sort of like a socialist, but I'm not like into revolution. I don't like believe in that delusional nonsense. It's just not going to happen. But anyways, so I go there and it's like there, it's like they let you reply to, at the Democratic Underground, they let you reply to other people's threads, but they say, well, we want you to like, you're sort of on probation, so it's like, we want you to like, you know, reply to a few threads before we give you the power of creating a new thread. You know, and I wanted to create a new thread. I wanted to talk about, you know, the evil federal government and, well, specifically what they're doing is I wanted to, you know, expose the fact that, you know, the federal government, the right-wing fascist federal government has a number of fascist propaganda websites such as freedom.gov, lifeandliberty.gov, GOP.gov, and they're using these, and these websites are, by the definition of, I forget the authority, GPA, I don't remember what it stands for, but the, I actually have it, I actually did a show on this, or did a segment on it, but these websites are not legal, from my understanding, from all that I've read, and I think, it's suspect. You know, I think that they might even be funded by tax dollars. That's not clear. But anyway, I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to expose these motherfucker fascists, right-wing fascists that are, exploiting government, property for their own, evil aims. But, you know, and I also want to slip in the fact that, you know, I've got this live radio show, and, you know, why don't you drop in and call me, you know? In fact, you can call me right now. This is live. The number, I need some water. Oh, man. I'm going to fucking, I think I'll edit this out if I can. Okay, note to self, edit out coughing attack and water drinking. Alright, number is 415-738-0689. Okay, so I'm replying to all these threads, and, you know, this has bitchy, whiny assholes at Democratic Underground Org. You know, it's like, oh, bitch and whine and bitch and moan. It's like, don't complain. Don't complain. You know, bash. You know, stop complaining and start bashing. You don't get anything done by complaining. You get things done by being a fucking pain in the ass. But, you know, do these assholes give me the power of the thread? Okay, no. And again, okay, I write a letter to the webmaster at thedemocraticunderground.org. This is the underground. And I said, hey man, I want to be part of your outfit. I want to be part of your community. How do I get the power of the thread, man? And what do? You know, they don't, just like the Che Guevara site, they don't respond to me. They just ignore me. You know? and it's like, you know what they do at the Democratic Underground? If you show the slightest amount of dissent, if you're not totally within their little narrow framework of their ideas, what they do is they censor. They delete what you post, and they remove your membership. You know, they act just like Republicans. You know, so I don't understand. The Democratic Underground doesn't sound very, you know, the name implies some sort of, you know, ooh, it's the underground, ooh, it's deep and it's subversive, and it's like really, you know, if you're in the underground, you're really in the end, you know. But, you know, let me tell you what it is, man. It's a private fucking club for elitist assholes. And it's just a private party. These people are not changing anything. And they're not making the world a better place. You know, and they're going nowhere. And, you know, but I just like, you know, I feel like, you know, and I would call all these, you know, not call, but I would write all these people about my radio show and all these, you know, these people that have lists of people doing left-wing radio shows, and I just feel like a whore. I mean, I feel like, man, I need to wash myself off. You know, at the end of the day, I was like a whore, a radio whore. I felt unclean, you know. I mean, it's disgusting when you have to do. But, I don't know, maybe like, you know, people are such dumb assholes that it's like they always think that, you know, if I think maybe the reason why I've been so ignored is because, like, there's no one else to, like, validate that I'm, you know, cool. You know, because people really don't know, you know, they always need someone else's example, someone else. If someone else says, you're okay, then they believe it. I'll give you an example. You know, let's say Paris Hilton, okay? You know, she's like a skinny, ugly, bony woman, okay? She's just, she's hideously ugly. You know, she's just a big, you know, bag of bones. And this, I'll give you even a worse example. That pretty woman, what's her name? You know, pretty woman, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember. You know what I'm talking about. Julia Roberts. Man, and I once saw, like, her face was, like, blown up on, like, one of those women's magazines that I picked up in the doctor's office, and her face was, like really big. And I looked at the cover, and I went, wah! You know? And it's like, boy, man, she is ugly. But the reason why everyone thinks she's beautiful and Paris Hilton is because of good marketing, that's all. It's just because other people say, you know, that these women are beautiful, that people think that these women are beautiful, but they're not beautiful. They're not close to beautiful. Now I lost my track. But anyways, I just, because Upstart Radio is picking me up, then, everyone will think I'm okay. So they can, tell everyone about, that I could be in the little club. But I sort of doubt that. In my heart of hearts, I don't think it's going to be enough. Because what I need is live listeners. I'm really not kidding you when I say that this show is like doing the rectal exam. It's like I can't do it anymore. It's killing me. Well, I'm gonna take a break now. And some songs I play, I can't, when I take a break, I play a song, but it's like, I don't have, a license to play this, through the syndication. So you'll only hear this on the live show, and I'll cut this out. But, just so you know, if you want to hear the cool songs, gotta listen to me live, or at least some of them. The John Truby stuff, John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America, who I play usually, I have actually a legal arrangement with him to play this stuff. But anyways, here we go. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the Hives. I'm going to play the Hives. Here we go. All right, that was Two Timing Touch and Broken Bones by the Hives. It's too bad that you people who aren't listening live are listening live. Weren't here right now to listen to it live because, that was an awesome song, man. I feel like playing it again. I love that song. Anyways, your loss. If you want to listen live, you got to be here at 3 o'clock Pacific time. Go to my website, okay? It'll take you to a link to Live 365. I know they're pricks. I know Live 365, bombards you with pop-up ads, but just get a fucking pop-up locker. I know they're pricks, but, it's better listening to the live show because then you can call. Okay? Here's the number again. In case there's anyone listening. I don't think there's anyone listening. I'm checking right now. But number is 415-738-0689. Yeah, no one's listening. But just for future reference, okay, write it down. 415-738-0689. If you can't make it, if you can't listen to this, this is not a good time, okay? Send me an email if you have any thoughts, okay? Or tell me a better time, to do the show. Thinking about doing it later in the day. I used to do it at like fucking 11 o'clock. I'm in Boston. I'm Eastern time. So I used to do it at like 11 o'clock. Eastern time, which boiled down to that was PM, 8 o'clock Pacific time, But most people that listen to this show are in the Eastern are in Eastern time. In fact, most of the people listening to this show are from the South. So I was thinking of doing the show around 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, but later, not now. But, send me an email if you have any thoughts, I don't care. Send me some hate mail. I don't give a shit. I need some fodder, man. And you know what? And let me just say another thing. You know, I have a tendency to call you, my listeners, assholes. But, you know, I mean that in a nice way. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that like, you know, it's like the Red Sox, they had like you know, the little pet name for himself that, I think the first baseman, what's his name, I don't remember right now, Coyne. And he called the team, you know, the idiots, you know. But you're my fuckers, okay? And I mean that you're my fuckers in a nice way, you lousy fucks. All right. Let's get down to some serious business after I have some water. Okay, let me just die now. Alright. Here we go. Now I want to talk about, boy, I did I did a horrible job explaining in the intro for the, you know, what this topic is, the project for the new America. I did an awful job doing it, but anyways, this is, Project for the New American Century. I'll give you the, here's the website, here's the URL for the website. You could follow along, but I'm going to, I've highlighted all the good stuff for you. But the website is, newamericancentury.org. newamericancentury.org. In fact, Frontline, you know, PBS show, did a whole show on Project for American, Project for the American Century. Well, it was really a show about Bush, but they mentioned this organization. They mentioned a letter that was sent to Bill Clinton, and they actually mentioned what things, you know, the same thing I'm telling you about, only I didn't realize how, like, overt. You know, the way it was explained on PBS is like they did some serious I felt like they had done, to attain this information, they had done some serious investigative journalism, you know, and this was like, ooh, they were, you know, they were in there in the trenches, you know, digging out this information, and it was like a big deal, but it's not a big deal. This information, this damning information is right on the website of Project for the New American Century. And I'm gonna read you a copy. This is really the blueprint for the war and occupation of Iraq. I should add use some adjectives when I say things like that. The Imperial War and fascist occupation of Iraq. I keep, you know, you gotta keep inserting these adjectives. But anyways, let me get on to reading this. This letter, this is a copy of a letter dated May 29, 1998. It was sent to Newt Gingrich and Trent Lott. Both of these people were majority leaders in their respective branches of Congress. The letter is signed by a whole shitload of people. The names that I'm familiar with are William Kristol, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, and R. James, Woolsey, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. He is the former CIA prick. He also, let me just add that he is a pretty dumb asshole. But anyways, here we go with the letter. I'm going to read this to you. Dear Mr. Speaker and Senator Lott, on January 26, we sent a letter to President Clinton expressing our concern that the U.S. policy of containment, that's quote, containment, unquote, of Saddam Hussein was failing. The result, we argued, would be that the vital interests of the United States and its allies in the Middle East would soon be facing a threat as severe as any we have had known since the end of the Cold War. We recommend a substantial change in the direction of U.S. policy instead of further futile efforts to, quote, contain, unquote, Saddam. We argue that the only way to protect the United States and its allies from the threat of weapons of mass destruction was to put in place policies that would lead to the removal of Saddam and his regime from power. Okay? The administration has not only rejected this advice, but, as we warn, has begun to abandon its own policy of containment. Let me just note here that the Project of the New American Century wrote a letter to an appeal to Clinton to do something about the so-called evil menace of Saddam. And they actually go on for about a page bitching and moaning about Clinton. And then they say, the American people need to be aware of the consequences of the capitulation to Saddam. Now, and they have three points here. I'm just going to read you one of the points. The administration will have unnecessarily put at risk U.S. troops in the Persian Gulf who will be vulnerable to attack by biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons under Saddam Hussein's control. Our friends and allies in the Middle East and Europe will soon be subject to forms of intimidation by an Iraqi government bent on dominating the Middle East and its oil reserves. I'm going to read that sentence again. Our friends and allies in the Middle East and Europe will soon be subject to forms of intimidation by an Iraqi government bent on dominating the Middle East and its oil reserves. I'm going to have some water and go on. Just wait a minute, please. Yeah. All right. I'm skipping. I'm jumping to the important parts. Now, the letter's here. You can read the whole thing on the web. Now that the administration has failed to provide sound leadership, we believe that it is imperative that Congress take what steps it can to correct U.S. policy towards Iraq. I'm skipping. U.S. policy should have as its explicit goal removing Saddam Hussein's regime from power and establishing a peaceful and democratic Iraq in its place. Let me repeat the sentence to you. U.S. policy should have as its explicit goal removing Saddam Hussein's regime from power and establishing a peaceful and democratic Iraq in its place. Again, the date on this letter is May 29th, 1998. I'm moving on. Only the U.S. can lead the way. Only the U.S. can lead the way in demonstrating that his rule is not legitimate and that time is not on the side of his regime. To accomplish Saddam's removal, the following political and military measures should be undertaken. All right, and they have 3 points. We should take whatever steps are necessary to challenge Saddam Hussein's claim to be Iraq's legitimate ruler, including indicting him as a war criminal. Second point, we should help establish and support with economic, political, and military means a provisional, representative, and free government of Iraq in areas of Iraq not under Saddam's control. This is point number three. I might have called it point number two before. I don't remember. In case my listeners don't know, I just want to say, I'm retarded. My IQ was rated at, I was at 95. My IQ point was scored. I don't know how they do it, but I have an IQ of 95, so I tend to get a little confused sometimes. So fucking retarded. But anyway, I'm reading on. Okay, I'm almost done. We should... I need some water. We should use U.S. and allied military power to provide protection for liberated areas in northern and southern Iraq, and we should establish and maintain a strong U.S. military presence in the region and be prepared to use that force to protect our vital interests in the Gulf and, if necessary, to help remove Saddam from power. There is reason to believe, moreover, that the citizens of Iraq are eager for an alternative to Saddam, and that his grip on power is not firm. Okay, I think that's it. I just want to make put a little footnote here about indicting, when they're talking about indicting Saddam as a war criminal. I don't think that the United States has the authority to indict Saddam as a war criminal. Only in international court, I believe, I'm not a lawyer, can indict someone as a war criminal. So that's just seems a little fascist to me. I don't know. This is pretty damning. It's so brazen. It's so nervy. It's just hard to believe. It's like here's the blueprint of the conquest of Iraq, right here. I'm holding it in my hands. You don't see it, but I'm like waving it around. When Colin Powell went to the UN and he held this little cylinder of powder, he says, this one little cylinder of powder of anthrax or whatever he was saying can kill millions, it's China, or kill hundreds of thousands, I don't remember. It was some sort of stupid shit like that, just one little cylinder, this little powder, it could kill the whole world, so you better get scared. And he had the smoking gun in his hand, only it was not really anthrax, okay? But here, I have the smoking gun. I'm waving around. Maybe you can hear it. I'll wave it near the microphone. Maybe you can hear it. Smoking gun! Alright. Look, folks. These are a bunch of fascist motherfuckers that knew from day one, alright, that they were going to go into Iraq and take over. Okay? Bush knew this, and all this talk about a WMD and all this nonsense about, oh, he was a brutal tyrant. Yeah, he was a brutal tyrant, but so wasn't George fucking Bush, you know? If anyone should be indicted for a fucking a war crime, it should be George Bush, you know? And it just amazes me how these motherfuckers are so, I mean, they're so fearless. There's a better word that, it's just not occurring to me. It's like, you know, they're so arrogant, and they think that they're so in control, and maybe they are, that they could, you know, have this damning piece. They could have the blueprint of their little revolution, okay? And sort of a, and I really mean the word revolution, this is really radical. This is like, really, by international standards, this is illegal. I'm not a lawyer, but, I know that you just can't, just arbitrarily go into other people's countries and remove them from power. And in their words, they use the words regime change, you know? That's, you know, what they mean. Or they also say, you know, for example, and if necessary, to help remove Saddam from power. But I think that, I believe that I don't think if it's necessary to remove him from power. I think they had every intention of removing Saddam from power. And, you know, well, here's a smoking gun. And you can go to the Project for the New American Century, and you can read all about them. In fact, I want to read you another story by them. I'm going to take another break, and I'm going to read you the blueprint of the plans for regime change. Here's the subject of a memo toward regime change in North Korea. Okay, so they have, this is their new plan to conquer North Korea. And I know it sounds crazy, you know, but don't think for a second that these crazy motherfuckers aren't going to do what they would like to do, okay? These people, they make policy. Okay, and don't think for a second that George Bush isn't crazy enough to give authorization for this policy. But we're going to read that. I'm going to take a break. And you know what? I don't know if I'll edit this out or not. It's a long song. But I'll think about it. But this is a pretty cool song. I haven't played it yet because it's like 5 minutes. But I probably will edit it out if I could only find the fucking song. It's "Field of Corpses," okay, by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. And let me just say now that I'm picked up by UpstartRadio.com that, I wouldn't be where I am standing here today, alright, if it wasn't for John Truby. He gave me the theme music, okay, that I play at the beginning, at the end. He's given me all this fucking great song. I truly believe that this guy is, certainly one of the greatest living American composers, pop composers that ever lived, you know. And the only reason I think why he hasn't achieved any fame is because his music, his lyrics are a little subversive. But anyways, I'll probably end up editing out the song because it's longer than what I would like. I'll think about it, you know. You know, I usually don't like to play songs that are over 3 minutes. You can go to my website, talkwarrior.com, and you'll see the little link to John Truby's stuff, and you can, you know, go to, and purchase his MP3s online and shit. After saying all that, I'll probably, not edit it out, but I'll see how I feel. I don't know. All right. That was The Field of Corpses by John Truby and The Ugly Janitors of America. I don't know. I guess I love those lyrics. You know, lay me down on a field of... No. On a bed of wilted orchids, you know. It's like, I feel like that, like, that's how I feel, like, all day long, 24/7. It's like, just kill me, you know. Just lay me down and on a bed of wilted orchids and float me down the cool cascading waters, you know. Just take me away, you know. But I'm a little different. I'm like, you know, please, strike me down with a bolt of lightning. You know, I'm like, just put me out of my misery, you know. I guess I'm not as subtle as Truby. But, I guess, like, that song, it's not one of the best Truby songs, but it's like, it really captures the essence of Truby, you know. And I think, like, anyone that's suicidal would, you know, love that song, because it's just, it speaks for all people that, want to kill themselves. Or maybe not proactively, but wish that they were dead. Okay. One thing that I forgot to do before I started on the letter of the New American Century, I was supposed to read you the summary of their website, or at least part of it. So I'll read you that now. Again, this is a live show. I know there's no one listening because I can see, you know, the current listeners. But again, this is a live show. The number is 415-738-0689. Please be here next week to call, you know. Maybe, you know, I'll get some more listeners from Upstart Radio. And I'm also syndicating it through this another, not syndicating it, I'm putting the show is available for download. So maybe I'll get some more listeners and one of you people will call in. And I just want to say, another thing that I wanted to say that I didn't say is that, you know, I call you people assholes, and I've called you people all, you know, cocksuckers and motherfuckers. I don't think there's any name I haven't used to call people, you know, that I haven't called my listeners. But if you call, even if you're like a Republican, even if you're a neo-Nazi, which is sort of like, it's sort of becoming synonymous with being a Republican these days. But, I promise not to call you an asshole, you know. In fact, I'll play the good cop, and I'll let you be the bad cop. But really, I will respect you. You know, I won't call you, just call, you know, say what you want to say, and I promise you, I won't kick your ass, you know. I mean that, like, I don't mean that physically, you know. You know, I don't, on this show, the only challenges I do physically to people is I challenge Republican leaders to, Greco-Roman wrestling competitions, you know, I don't wrestle men with clothing on. It's just something I don't do. I only wrestle men naked, and any wrestling I do would have to be, you know, have to meet the strict, you know, it would have to be meet the guidelines of, you know, of the ancient Olympics. You know, I don't fuck around. I wrestle men like real men. And if you're a woman, I can't help you. I don't wrestle women. Andy Kaufman has already done that, and it's just, I'm not going there. Sorry. You know, if I wrestle women naked, I'll be accused of, you know, some kind of sexual weirdo, too. Or at least an exploitator. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want any part of it. Okay? So, sorry, I can't wrestle women. You know, but, anyways, and you know, it's not like a chauvinistic thing, you know. It's just I just don't wrestle women, okay? I don't think like I'm better than women, I just don't wrestle them. Okay. Anyway. Here we go. The Project for the New American Century is a non-profit. This is a summary again. The Project for the New American Century is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to a few fundamental propositions: that American leadership is good both for America and for the world, that such leadership requires military strength, diplomatic energy, and commitment to moral principle, and that too few political leaders today are making the case for global leadership. So essentially, what they're saying is that this is an imperial organization, and America should be, you know, out there, controlling people around the world. That's basically what they're saying. That's basically what this is. It's an organization for imperialism, an empire, okay? Okay, now I'm going to read you this is a shorter letter. This is a memorandum, memo, and it's dated November 22nd, 2004. This is, again, on the Project for the New American Century website, Memorandum 2, okay, opinion leaders from William Crystal, subject: towards regime change in North Korea. Recent reports suggest the presence of emerging cracks in the Stalinist power structure of North Korea, and even the emergence of serious dissident activity there. These should remind us that one of President Bush's top priorities in his second term will have to be dealing with this wretched regime. Nicholas Eberstad, I don't know how to pronounce that, provides useful guidance for an improved North Korean policy in the current issue of the Weekly Standard. Here's the name of the article. Tear Down This Tyranny, A Korea Strategy for Bush's Second Term, November, and dated November 29th. There's a link to it. That tear down this tyranny, it's sort of like, tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev. It's sort of like that. I haven't read it, but they're sort of using that same language. Sort of like an homage to the Reagan quote. Reading on. To move beyond a policy that is, quote, long on attitude, open paren, axis of evil, close paren, but short on strategy, unquote, Eberstad writes that the Bush administration must recognize that North Korea cannot be talked or bribed out of its nuclear program, and that getting rid of Kim Jong the Second, I should have actually, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. That's a homework I didn't do. And the current government should be our goal. From there, Eberstad recommends several steps. Bring in new officials to rethink and fix a stalled policy. Stop the, quote, perverse dynamic, unquote, of endless negotiating while Pyongyang builds up its nuclear arsenal, reject ambiguous and counterproductive behavior by China, develop a strategy to deal with problems created by the government now in office in Seoul, make clear that regime change in North Korea and the reunification of the Korean Peninsula are our ultimate policy goals. Simply blaming the current state of affairs on the legacy of Clinton, on the Clinton administration, is not a policy. Eberstadt's clear-headed and practical advice provides a good action agenda for an incoming Secretary of State and a new policy team. As Eberstadt rightly says, quote, if North Korea's threat to America is greater for years, is greater 4 years from now than today, that will be a Bush administration legacy, and history is unlikely to judge such a legacy kindly, unquote. Okay, so let me just, you know, boil this down to you. What they're saying is this, when they say reject ambiguous and counterproductive behavior by China, what they're saying is this, you know, America acts alone, okay? We don't have to, you know, concern ourselves with neighboring countries or other countries that are affected, we don't have to cooperate with anyone. We should move unilaterally, okay? And they're also saying that, you know, what they're saying is pretty radical. They're talking about regime change. They're talking about taking out the leader of Iraq, who I'm not sure of its correct pronunciation. Of North Korea. They want to replace him. Okay? And, you know, we have to remember, this guy has nukes, okay? This guy is dangerous, really dangerous. And they're talking about, not only that, we're overextended in Iraq. We're tied down in Iraq, all right? And they're talking about radical military action in a totally different part of the world. Okay, aggressive and radical military action, regime change. Okay, this could be anything. This could be an invasion. This could be a coup, a sponsored coup. It's not clear, but these people mean business. I think there was another point I wanted to add. I think that. We should really take this seriously. What I talked about before the break, I talked about, you know, the Project for the New American Century, and their letter to Lott and Gingrich about taking out Saddam, and that became a reality. That was dated 1998. There's no reason to just write this off. I would take this very seriously. And I think we will. I would put my money on it that we're going to see some move to take out the North Korean leader. Okay? Because there's no indication whatsoever in my mind that this is not going to happen. All right. I'm going to take one more. I want to just do some little quickie news articles, I'm running out of time. Okay, I'm going to do a song and I'll sort it out later. Anyways, I'm going to take a break. All right, now. That was John Truby and the Ugly Jenners of America. It was song is Summer Rain. I want to do some more news articles, but I'm just going to do one. Then I'm going to go to the credits, and then that's going to be it. because I'm already way over. All right. This is from the New Zealand Herald. It's written by Andrew Boncobi. The web address for the New Zealand Herald is nzherald.co.nz. Co is dot co, okay. But anyways, here we go. Washington. The Red Cross has reportedly accused the Bush administration of overseeing the intentional physical and psychological torture of prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay. It also accused doctors and medics of liaising with interrogators in what was a, quote, flagrant violation of medical ethics, unquote, reports said. In a confidential report to the U.S. authorities, the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, said the military guards and interrogators at the prison deliberately used psychological and physical coercion that was, quote, tantamount to torture, unquote, according to the New York Times. Okay, well, you know, apparently the fucking Nazis that are running the government. I mean, the evidence is just the amount of there's so much evidence now to support the fact that there's. That the U.S. government is using torture, okay, is disregarding the Geneva Convention. There's so much of it that it's just to believe that they're not torturing people is like believing that evolution doesn't, there is not, that evolution didn't create living organisms, and God created everything in 6 days. Okay, create a whole world in 6 days. I believe in God, but I don't think He created the fucking people in 6 days, man. I think that's even for God, I think that's just too much to ask. Anyways, there is, I really wanted to do another, there was like another thing I wanted to do because there is some woman and she is, trying to, oh man, now I can't fucking find it. But what she's doing, oh, here it is, duh, it's running from my eyes. Fuck it, I'm going to do a quickie here. I'm just going to quickly read it. Part of it. This is from Straight.com. It's written by Charlie Smith. A Vancouver lawyer has filed torture-related criminal charges against U.S. President George W. Bush in Vancouver Provincial Court. Gail Davidson, co-chair of an international legal group called Lawyers Against the War, told Straight that she charged Bush on November 30th with 7 counts of counseling, aiding, and abetting the commission of torture in connection with the actions of U.S. armed forces and the notorious Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and at a U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay. If the case goes to trial and Bush is found guilty, he would be liable to imprisonment for up to 14 years. All right. I just had a, I thought that was a, I'm glad that people at least outside of the United States have the guts to do what's right. Apparently, the people in my country, the United States, are a bunch of gutless fucking cowards. Okay, and they're afraid to say the truth of what's going on. They're afraid to show any dissent. because they're a bunch of, you know, they're slime. That's all I can say. Cowardly slime. We're going to do the credits and get the show on the road, or get going, get packing, whatever the expression is. All right. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great song. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would like to thank Ed Gravar for donating from proceeds of his writing to support the show. Please check out his stuff at talkwarrior.com, and please donate a dollar. All I ask is that people donate a dollar per year. And, you know, you just see the little dollar icon, you know, you see the little dollar, click it, okay, on the website. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of Talk Warrior, of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. I didn't change this yet, but you may replay it, provided that it's you don't modify it. Okay, I haven't written the official legal language yet. If you would like to syndicate this show on your website for free, please go to talkwarrior.com and send us an email. I'll see you again next week. It's Sunday, 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. Hopefully the show won't feel so much like, taking a rectal exam at my doctor's office, but you know, I have a feeling it will, okay? People really have to call in, or I'm really, you know, I don't think I have it in me to really do this show much longer, because I just, you know, I'm just tired, you know? But anyways, I'll see you again next week.